Welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee and I am the teaching pastor at LifePoint Plain City. And this week we have been reflecting upon the first of the vices from our Vice and Virtue series, where we're taking several weeks to look at what has historically been known as the seven deadly sins. And I'm sure you know you've heard already this week that it's not just that these seven sins are the worst sins, but really it's because as we think about the sins and struggles in our lives, many of them flow out of one of these seven here. And this whole week we've been focusing on envy. And one of the ways that I talked about envy this past week is envy is just this sense of we're feeling bitter when others have it better. And that really came out of this book, Glittering Vices. That really I found super helpful in looking at these vices of the seven deadly sins in the midst of all that. And so our passage today, just to kind of, again, help us reflect and kind of look ahead, that's one of the things that we're going to be doing over the next few weeks as we finish up looking at one of these vices and then looking at one of the virtues is in just looking within ourselves and seeing how might we begin to change our perception, or even just to reflect on where maybe we have struggled in one of these areas here. And so we're going to look at Philippians 3, a passage that, man, is just really rich. And so let me read verses 12 through 14. God's word says, "Not that I have already obtained all of this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." And you see, as we think about bitterness in our hearts and in our lives, it's as we look to others and we see that they have something that we ourselves may want or wish that we had. And we can start to develop bitterness and anger and resentment towards the individual because we don't quite have that. And one of the ways that we've talked about this week that it can flesh out in our lives is it starts to impact our decisions. It is that we can start to have an unhealthy ambition, that we start pursuing things with the wrong motivations. And that actually leads us into greater brokenness and destruction. And so what might it look like as we see the things of others? How do we begin to redeem that in ourselves? Because what that is pointing out in you and me is that there is a longing, an appetite, a desire for something that we are thinking, if we could just have that, then I will be satisfied. And the reality, friends, is that unless that thing is Christ, we will always be dissatisfied, which is why I love what Paul says in Philippians 3 here, right? That I want to press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. It's as if he's saying, I want to reach out and hold on to Christ because he is holding on to me. And it's because of that, I want to forget what's behind me. And that may be a step that we could think about today is that you look back and maybe you have been reminded this week of, man, just some of the struggles that you have. Perhaps some of the things that you've thought, the ways that you've treated others, the ways that you've thought about your spouse, your friends, your family, people in the school drop-off line, on your kids' sports teams. We've just looked at them with resentment and bitterness and animosity, and it has fractured those relationships. And we can look back at those things and have a sense of guilt and regret over that. But here's what we can do. We can forget what's behind us. And what that means is not that we don't remember it. It's just, I'm not going to let what's happened behind me begin to define me as I move forward. And so I want to strain forward. I want to press on toward the goal to win the prize for which Christ has called me and which Christ has called you. And so one of the ways I talked about this on Sunday was this idea of how do we begin to combat this sense of envy in you and me? It's by rooting ourselves in the gospel. It's enjoying God. It's encouraging others to enjoy our Savior. Because friends, it is really hard to be envious of others when your heart is so filled with the enjoyment of how much our God loves us and what our God has done for us and what our God has given us. And so that can begin to transform you and me, and it redeems that ambition. Rather than trying to do great things that hopefully will satisfy this brokenness inside of us, we feel freedom to go and do great things with our God, not for him. Not so that we can get something, but because of what we already have. And so let's just take a moment. Let's just pray. And maybe as I pray, we can just maybe reflect on some of the things in our hearts, some ambitions that we know aren't healthy, maybe some thoughts or feelings towards others that we know aren't healthy. And we could just give those over to the Lord and allow our enjoyment of our great Savior begin to redeem us, to not look at those around us with envy, but that we could be enriched in our souls as we remind ourselves of how good our God is. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you, God, for your word. I want to thank you for being able to do heart surgery on us, Lord, that by sending your Holy Spirit inside of us to both convict us of, hey, that's not good. Right, that begin to bring up some symptoms to make us aware of some areas in our lives where we are giving into these vices, of developing some habits that if we're not careful are going to destroy us and our relationships. And so God, I pray that your Holy Spirit would continue to be a great reminder to us of when we are tempted towards those sins, that we might replace those with this wonderful virtue of encouraging one another, of pursuing the good in this world, but most importantly, pursuing our good Savior Jesus, that we could enjoy God. I love how the Westminster Catechism says, what's the chief end of man? It is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. And so God, may we do that today. May we enjoy you and bring glory to you with our thoughts, with our actions, Lord, and with our lives. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you take a moment? Would you pray?